Hey everybody, welcome to our first podcast episode. My name is Daniela Sanchez and I'm so excited you're here. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about making time with God. If you see me looking up, it's because I'm looking at my computer because I have my notes on there that we're going to be talking about today. I want you guys to know that this isn't about entertainment. This is about preaching the gospel, bringing God's people back to his kingdom, and making sure that we're doing the work. This is all scripture-based, Holy Bible-based. I'm going to be using different versions, King James versions or the NIV version. We might use the ESV version or New Translation version at times, but I'll let you guys know. I'll also put it on the screen for you so that way you know what scriptures that we're using because the interpretation. And I just want you to know that and to be aware before you start watching the podcast or before you come on the podcast episode, because it can get easy to get taken away that this is like a platform, but that it's real. And so, yeah, so I just want to leave it at that. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about making time with God and the importance of making time with God, because when we come to the Lord, when we come to our Father, he's our Father, right? And he's the one who created our plans for us. So if we spend time with him, if we talk to him, then we're talking and we're speaking with the Creator who created us, who created everything. So if we're making time with God and spending time with him, then we have the ability to get to know what God made for us to be here, why God put us down here. And that is so important, because when we spend time with him, we get to know who he is, the purpose that he created us for, and why God created you to be here. And Making Time with God podcast episode is really about the intimacy with God, about the intimacy of spending time with him, about being with him, and why that's important, making time with God. And so the reason why this is so important is because when we get to know God, when we get to know who he is, what he does, why he does certain things, and getting to know the mysteries, we do not lean on our own understanding. And it can get so easy to lean on our own understanding, especially when we have an idea or we're reading the Bible and, you know, we're reading scripture and like we think we know what it says, but then, you know, it's actually misinterpreted, which is fine because we're always learning, right? We get to know God in that place and really ask him, God, why did you do this? God, like, why is it that this happened? And so forth. And so when you spend time with him, you get to know him. You get to really know who he is. And he is honestly an awesome God. God is different. I say that with so much admiration with God because he is so different. Like, he is so different from all of us. He's very much so unique in his nature. And he is so creative, and he is so loving, he's so kind, and the intentions that he has for us are very pure, very holy, very righteous, because at the end of the day, he wants us to commune with him. He wants us to be brought back to him. And so when we spend time with him, we get to know him, we get to meet him, we get to really understand who he is and why, you know, certain things happen. Or why he really brought us down here for, because when you understand your purpose and why God brought you down here, you know exactly where you're going, why you were brought down here, the purpose, the reason why God brought you down here. And he's very intentional. And so when you understand that, okay, God brought me down here for this reason, you can start to move in that way. You start to see things differently because you realize like, okay, all these other things are distractions. I don't need those things. I just need to do this, so that I can do what God called me to do down here. It's like when you go to work, right? And you sign up for a position. And as you're going to work, you obviously know what that responsibility that entails, what that job position entails, doing this X, Y, and Z. And then you go off and do it, right? And so it's the same thing when you come into this world and you have a responsibility, you have a role that's taking place as you're down here. So with that role and that responsibility, you're not worried about the distractions. You're not worried about anything else. So going back to my main point is that when we get to spend time with God, we get to really understand who he is, prevents us from leaning on our own understanding. Also remembering that his ways are not our ways. And so when we think that we know God, something else that's revealed about him that we don't know, much about him that we don't know, that we come to understand, and that we have to lean on him for everything. And the best way that we can get to know him better for our path, is to spend time with him. Because as we continue to grow in spending time with him, we get to know him. So we'll be able to recognize him a lot clearly when we're out in the world, or when we're speaking to him, or when we're around other people, when we're ministering to other people. Because if you don't know his voice, if you don't know how he speaks to you or how he talks to you, then it's gonna be difficult for you to receive wisdom, understanding, knowledge, what his voice sounds like, to be able to commune with him. So in John 10:27, it says, "My sheep know my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And so when you're speaking to someone, or whenever you're ministering to someone, or you're receiving counsel for someone, you know when it's God speaking to you, because you can hear his voice being spoken through them. And so the more that you get to spend time with God, the intimacy, that intimacy that you get to have with him, that's where you get to really understand, that's where you get to have a connection with him and get to know him a lot better. Because when you spend time with him, there's this level of intimacy that's being formed. And when you have this intimacy in your relationship with God, you can walk with him a lot clearly, and you know where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're going, then you're lost and your purpose isn't being fulfilled. And we want our purposes to be fulfilled. We want the will of God will be done, but we want to be the ones doing the will of God, because God, at the end of the day, he doesn't need us, but he chose us. He doesn't need me and he doesn't need you, but what he does need us to do is to be obedient and to follow his lead. And spending that time with him in that intimate place, in that secret place, allows us to be obedient to him, because we can follow, because we follow his instruction. We know what he wants from us and what he needs from us. And that allows us to move with him a lot clearly, because then we're able to move in obedience and not be doubtful, like, oh my God, like is God saying this? Or did God say this? Is God talking to me? Is this him? Is this him? Like, the spending time with him completely eradicates that. Then you really have that place where you can walk in obedience with him. And honestly, obedience is better than sacrifice. Being obedient to God is so important, because he's leading us on the path that he created for us. And when we have that obedient spirit in us and our souls are submitted to God and we can walk with him, then we're completing everything that God has for us. And some of you may say, like, why? Like, why does God want us to do this? Like, you know, why this? Why that? Didn't God do this and this? You know, have so many questions. And that's totally fine, because trust me, I have a lot of questions too, and many of us also do. But at the end of the day, reasons from what we can comprehend mentally is only so much. God chose to create the world. Why God, he chose to do these things, because there's so much that we don't know. And the second that we fall into, like, oh, I know everything, I know this, I know that, then that's where we begin to limit ourselves. That's where we limit ourselves. 1 Corinthians 8:2, it says, "If any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know." And the NIV version says, "Those who think they know something do not yet know as they ought to know." So it's important for a lot of us to let go of our own understanding, because when we lean on our own understanding and we're following that on a day-to-day basis, okay, this is why God did this. Oh, this is it. Like, you completely miss what God was actually doing in your life, because you're leaning on your own understanding. And so we have to completely let go, completely detach ourselves from our own understanding and from what we think God is doing in our life, because then we completely miss out on what he's doing, because we have our own understanding that we're leaning on. We're thinking that, okay, God did this for this reason, but really he did it for another reason that we don't know why he did it. He may reveal it to us, but it doesn't mean that we know everything. And so spending time with God will remind you of that, because then you'll understand, like, okay, wow, I really don't know anything, God. Like I really have to lean on you for this, because I can't do this on my own. I physically literally cannot do this on my own, because you are the one who created the path for me. You are the one who's going to lead me on this path that you created for me. And now I have to be obedient. I have to follow you so that I can do what you have called me to do it down here on earth. And if I am obedient to, and if I'm disobedient, then I won't be able to do that. And that's where a lot of us, where we lean on our own understanding and we're like, okay, God's doing this. This is the reason why. This is the reason why. It can get so easy to try to make up a reason why these certain things happened in our lives so that we have comfort, so that we have security. But God, he doesn't want us to lean on that. He wants us to ask him questions, to seek him, to find out, God, why did this happen? Why did you do this? What is the reason why? And he'll reveal it to you, but some things he won't reveal to you because of your capacity, because we need the capacity to be able to carry certain things in our spirit and be able to maintain it, be able to move forward in it, whether it be wisdom, knowledge, understanding, with the new house, with the new car, or whatever the case is. Because if we don't have the capacity to carry something, then it will destroy us. It's like if I were to have a baby right now, right? And my body didn't have the capacity, didn't have the ability to be able to hold that baby, then my body would start to malfunction because it doesn't have the capacity to hold the child. And in order for the pregnancy to be full term, it needs to have the capacity to be to carry this baby, so that way it's healthy. And if it's not healthy, if it were not to be healthy, then the baby wouldn't either live to the 9 months, or there would be complications because my body doesn't have the capacity. And it's the same thing in the spirit. This is the same thing when you have certain things that God is giving you. If you don't have the capacity to take care of that home, to take care of that car, to maintain that home with the finances, have a responsibility built up as a skill, or discipline built up as a skill, then you're going to fall behind. The car's going to get repoed. You're not going to be able to carry it with you because of the lack of wisdom, understanding. You won't have the capacity to hold that. So making sure that you are spending time with him so that you know how to carry these things. And also, I'm not saying to like spend time in the presence of the Lord and then just completely disregard your responsibilities. No, we're supposed to work. We're supposed to, you know, do other things. Spending time, staying in his presence is important. Staying in his presence is important. And you can have the capacity. You may have that capacity to walk with his presence everywhere you go. That's something that's built, that's something that is developed and received with the grace to be able to do that. It can be easy to get carried away with okay, I'm reading my Bible, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but then also not paying your bills. So not going to work, having income coming in, so that way you can do things, right? It's about changing our perspective about those things, because you can go to work and make the money that you need for that business. Meanwhile, you are looking out for investors to pour into your business and to do these things, right? We can't completely neglect our physical world due to our spiritual world, because that is where God will use those physical things to help your life, to help you where you're going. That is what he uses. If you don't have that space in which you can use those physical things, your car, your house, the money to purchase certain things or whatever the case is, then you will be limited in on how God can use you. God can bless you. God can bring people into your life to give you money, which he's done that in my life, and he's done that in many others' lives, where I've spoken to them and they shared stories about like how God gave them a free house, how God gave them a free car, how they didn't have to use their credit score, and how they didn't have to use these things. And not saying that God can do that in your life, and God will do that in your life to show you that he's your provider, to show you certain things in you, about you. But it's not to completely depend on that, but it's to depend on God, that wherever I go, whatever I'm doing, God, that you're constantly providing for me. That even though, Lord, I'm doing this right now, God, I know, God, that you're going to provide that money for that business. I know, God, that you're going to provide those finances for those business, God. I know that you're going to provide this for me. I know that you're going to give this for me. And so it's not about you completely neglecting your spiritual life by completely engaging in the physical and going and doing all these things, but it's like having a balance between those two, because you have to be able to have a car, to be able to drive to go minister to people or to go help somebody, you know, in the way that God wants you to help them move, help them, you know, make food for a family, go buy somebody groceries that God is asking you to go do. And back to what we were talking about and spending time with God, that's where we get to know what to do in our lives, what he's calling us to do. Because if you don't have that time with him, then you can't hear his voice. You'll be so cluttered by your thoughts, by yourself. One, our flesh is breaking. Two, we can have that time with him where we can renew our minds with him, where he can cleanse us, where he can purify us, sanctify us, and be able to develop in us what he wants to create, what he wants to bring out of us, and what he wants to remove from us, what he wants to take from us, and so forth. And so when we have that time with him, getting to know him, getting to know about ourselves as well, then we can move and operate in this world a lot differently than before spending time with him, because now we're more centered on God, and we allow ourselves to be centered with God when we're spending time with him in his presence and allowing him to change us, allowing him to move through us the way that he wants to. Because it can get so easy to get carried away in that, oh, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this, I have to do that. But God's really going to be the one who's leading you to do that. God's going to be the one who's going to be teaching you how to do that. God's going to be the one on knowing how to on helping you to speak to them. God's going to be the one doing that for you, because it's his spirit. It's him saving those people through you. It's him doing those things through you. So you have to be able to get to know the creator, because it's him doing it through you. It's no longer you. It's him doing that through you. Really, really leaning not on our own understanding and making God a first priority in our life, because we can make our work our idol, our work our first priority, our family our first priority, but you not know how to steward those things without him properly the way that you need to, because he's the one that is going to be helping you do those things. His spirit is going to be the one carrying you through that. And if you don't have his spirit, if you don't have that knowledge, if you don't have that wisdom, if you don't have that understanding, then you won't be successful in what you do, because he brings life to him that is now living through us, that is now working through us, that is now speaking through us, that is bringing him to his people. Remember, this is about communion. This is about bringing the people back to God, not about ourselves. The moment that we make it about ourselves, that's where God is out of the picture. Not that because you're taking authority that God isn't there, but you start to lean on your own understanding and you start to do things by your own works, and you start to do it how you want to do it, how you think you should do it. And that's where God is not moving, because then you're doing it by your own works and it's not him, right? It's not him moving in you the way that he wants to, because you're taking place of that. Now it's you. And so when we are doing the work of the Lord, we have to deny ourselves, denying our flesh, denying our thoughts, pride, denying ourselves, who this body is, because it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ that lives in me now that I'm walking in Christ. And so we have to do it his way. We have to have his thoughts, his thinking, his way of behaving, his way of acting, because it's no longer me, it's him now. And so it's a process of being perfected in Christ. And so it's not that you won't make errors. It's not that these things won't happen, but it's that now that you're able to move and operate the way that you're supposed to, now you can do the work of the Lord the way that he wants to. And there are times where God will allow you to fall, where God will allow you to stumble, to help you know that it's him. It's not you, it's him. And that's where we relieve a lot of pressure off of ourselves, because we're not leaning on our own understanding no more. We're like, all right, God, this is you. I'm not going to do it unless you tell me to. I'm not going to do this. Lord, I'm moving by your spirit only. God, this is it. This, and that. God, you, God. Because then you're putting it on him. You're no longer taking the responsibility for it. You're allowing him to move the way that he wants to. And you're like surrendering. You're like, okay, God. It's totally you, God. It's not me, God. It's totally you. And you're just, you know, allowing God to do his thing. And you're just there, just observing. You're there doing what God wants you to do, and you're surrendered. You're really surrendered to allow God to do what he wants to do, so that way he can move through you the way he wants to move through you. So he can talk to people the way that he wants to talk to them, to bring him back to him. It's really about bringing them back to him, bringing the souls back to him, bringing the souls back in communion with him. Because if we do not allow ourselves to go through this process, to walk through it, then we miss out on what God was teaching us and what God was showing us. If we don't do what God has told us to do, then somebody else is gonna have to do it. And the reason why somebody else is gonna have to do is because we didn't allow him, because we didn't let him lead. We were disobedient to what he was doing in our lives and what he was trying to show us, what he was trying to bring people out of. You know, like God will literally choose somebody else to do what you were supposed to do, because he cares about those people. He cares so much about those people more than how you feel about blueberry pancakes on a Sunday morning. He cares more about his people being helped than he does about your feelings. God does not move based on your feelings. He moves based on his word and his will. And if you are not aligned with his word and his will, he'll show you grace. He'll show you mercy. He'll help you get back on there. But if you're resistant, if you're hesitant, if you're completely negligent of that, then he's going to choose somebody else to do what you were supposed to do, because you were not moving the way that you needed to move. Thinking about this earlier today when I was driving, when I was thinking about topics for this podcast episode, or when I was thinking about, you know, what was going to be said in this podcast episode, really, really speaking with the Lord, with God about this, and, you know, just asking, you know, for wisdom, understanding, you know, what he wanted me to speak about with you guys today. And you know, it's that, like, people that they think that they know what they're doing because of what the world has taught them. But that system in our mind, because when we have that system in our mind, we think that that's the way that God operates as well. No, it's not. God works in mysterious ways. God's ways are not our ways. And so when we hold on to that attachment, to that idea, and we do not allow God to move in our lives the way that he wants to, then we miss out on what God was trying to show in our lives, trying to do in our lives, because we're leaning on our own understanding, because we think that we know what God wants to do in our lives. But in reality, we don't, if we're not spending that time with him, if we're not spending that time with him that we need to spend with him, so that way we can do what God has called us to do. And if we are, then we know where we're going. We know what we're doing. We know how to handle certain situations, because he's given us wisdom, knowledge, understanding to be able to handle these situations. And so it's literally in him that have our life, because outside of him, there's nothing. There's literally nothing outside of him. So making him a priority in our lives is so important, because that is where we're going to get everything that we need for our lives. And that is where we're going to be able to move in the right direction and not focus on other things, but besides the purpose that he has for us. Not saying that, like, you can't enjoy, because you're supposed to enjoy. You're supposed to enjoy what God has given to you, what God has for you. But not being distracted by other things that are unnecessary in your life because of the world, because of what's brought into your life due to the lack of knowledge and understanding of where you're going, of what your purpose is. We can totally, completely avoid so many difficulties, so many problems in our life if we just spend time with God, if we spend time with him, if we seek him, because he knows where he's taking us. And because he knows, I wanna make sure that I'm there, receiving that understanding, receiving that vision, receiving that dream, receiving what it is that he's trying to show me, so that way I know where I'm going. So that I know what to do, where to go, how to handle this, what I should not be doing, what is best for me in this season. You know, like, there's literally everything is in him. It's not anywhere else in this world but in him, and with that communion with him. And God wants to have that with everybody. And God, he wants to have that with literally with everybody, because he wants to bring everybody back to him, right? And that's what we're talking about today, is the intimacy with God, making time with God, and making that your first priority in your life. And so I'm going to leave that there. We have talked about so much, and I really hope that you all have enjoyed this and that this has convicted your spirit, and that it's helped you, and that it's opened your eyes to a new perspective. Because when we have revelation about the things in our lives and about the things of God, then things can change. Then things will change, because we can move now in the understanding of, in the understanding that I can do this now in the light of what God has for me and what God was trying to show me, because he wants us to be aware of these things and to not be and to not be in the dark about anything. He wants us to be aware. Literally, he wants us to be aware. He wants us to be aware of what it is that we're doing, where it is that we're going, so that we can do his will. He wants that for us. And so you have the opportunity to have that with him by spending time with God, by making more time with him. And so I love you guys all. I love all of you so very much. Make sure that you subscribe, like the video, share this video with their mom, with their dad, with their aunt, with their uncle. Share this with everybody in your family who needs to see this video and who needs encouragement or clarity in their lives. Pray that you continue to have a blessed and wonderful day at whatever time that you're watching this, and that you also check out Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well, because this will be uploaded on there. I'm gonna try to see if I can upload the video of this video that you guys are watching right now on Spotify, so that way you can watch it on there as well. But in the meantime, you can watch this video here on YouTube, and you can watch this podcast episode or listen to it on Apple and Spotify podcast. And we also have another option where you can listen to it on Amazon Music. Follow us on Instagram at LightView Podcast, and on TikTok. We're going to start uploading videos on TikTok as well. So I love y'all so very much. Like, share, subscribe, and we will see you in the next episode on LightView Podcast. Bye.